Some Muslims took a stand recently on the content of a video game called Little Big Planet. Sony was set to release the game today, but some Muslim video game players objected to a bit of the music because it includes two lines from the Quran. So Sony delayed the release of Little Big Planet till next week. The music in question is by Malian musician and devout Muslim Toumani Djabate. Technology journalist Seruz Farivar is covering the story for Salon.com. He says Sony found out about the Quranic references when it asked some potential customers to try out Little Big Planet.
Sony, in this case, gave the game out to some players and said, hey, you know, check this out and let us know if you find any bugs or any problems, or, you know, let us know how it goes. And anyway, so one gamer played the game, and he noticed that in one of the levels, there was a song that was playing as the soundtrack to that particular level, and he happened to notice that there was quotes from the Quran embedded in that song, like it was part of the song. And as a Muslim gamer, you know, this is a little bit offensive to me. We typically don't associate music with the Quran, and so I would hope that you would remove this from the game when it actually is released. And so that's how Sony found out, was that somebody left them a message on one of their own message boards.
Well, let's have a quick taste of what that music actually sounds like. Here's the track in question. The song is called Tafat Nyang from Toumani Djabate, a kora player from Mali in West Africa. Seruz, I'm wondering if you can take us through Sony's reasoning or logic that might have gone into this calculation to delay the game.
There's a heightened sense of sensitivity that particularly large multinational corporations like Sony try to tiptoe around these issues, rightly or wrongly. So I think rather than try and evaluate, is this offensive, is this not offensive, I should point out on that same forum, just a few messages below that first one who said, yes, I'm offended as a Muslim gamer, another person wrote in and said, I'm a Muslim gamer too, and it doesn't bother me. I mean, this is the song, as you mentioned, done by this Malian singer. He's a devout Muslim himself. And so I think the logic for Sony was, well, it could blow up into this potential nightmare, and so we're just going to replace this sung track with an instrumental track.
So, Seruz, what is the game Little Big Planet all about?
So, Little Big Planet is this game that is part of a new kind of generation of games. It's similar to the game Spore in the sense that you get to kind of create a character, you get to kind of create various worlds. The narrative of the game isn't very predefined.
Seruz Farivar, a technology journalist joining us from Lyon, France, thanks very much for your time.
My pleasure.
Sony Computer Entertainment did not return our calls asking for comment.